This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me, and I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And listen, do it. Get involved in the conversation. Whether we're on the same page or not. Get involved in the conversation. I do appreciate the time. Look, we got a lot coming up. First, Tom Del Barcaro is going to join me right after the break. And we're going to talk about the Cal exit. And, you know, California wants to secede from the union. And personally, I'm good with that. I'd actually help them do it. But I have a different, I have an ulterior motive for it. I'm thinking this. You know, California is so beautiful and wonderful and pretty and all that stuff. But I'm thinking what we ought to do is we conservatives, we really need to push this. We really need to make it happen. Now, Tom probably doesn't agree with me. But here's my thought. If we can make this happen, guys, right? And then, while Trump's still president, then the wall can come from Mexico. It can come up the eastern border for California, right? And along the southern or the northern California border. And we can just kind of like isolate it, make a really big, pretty wall, you know, great wall, pretty wall. And then what we could do is entice the really left-wing, socialist, communist-leaning Democrats from the rest of the country to move here. I mean, maybe even give them our houses for free. No, no, work with me here. You'll get them back, I guarantee it. So then what we do... I know, I'm going a little around the world for this, but you'll appreciate it. I'm telling you, you really like this. Because I figure if they do everything that they want to do and do it the way they want to do it, the state will be destitute and desolate in about 25 to 30 years. There'll be nothing left here. We'll be able to walk in and take it over. Come on, don't you? No? Maybe? Come on. No, you're not there? No, I really, you can come back. We can stake claims like they did in the early days. In the country, right? We can stake claims in different places. Anyway, I am Joe Mazzia. And then in the third hour, I think we'll beat up Trump's nominee. And when I say beat up, I mean that in a positive way. I don't mean that in a negative way. By any stretch of the imagination. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. But Cal exit, you know, that's the one. Some of you in other parts of the country, you're like, no, that's not true. They don't really want to do that. That's not going to happen. Yeah, it is. Well, I don't know if Cal exit itself is going to happen. But these loons wanting to make it happen. They're pushing to get it on the ballot and get it. But when you hear that, when you hear some of the people that are pushing it, some of the ones that are, you know, standing up for it and trying to make it happen, it's great. Because they have no clue as to what it really means. No, I'm not joking. I'm dead serious. They have no clue as to what it means when they leave, what they have to give up, what they don't have to give up. Right? The dollars coming in. If they think they can sustain on their own money, they're out of their minds. Especially with all the stuff they want to do. You know, Companies have been leaving California in droves for the last couple of years, and it ain't because of the weather. Right? We're all excited that the EPA is going to finally have some control, or be under control, if you would. California has a thing called the AQMD. It's about 10 times worse, more strict, and more stringent than the EPA. Yeah. So if the EPA misses trying to put you out of business, the AQMD will do it. Think about that. I'm so tired of all this stuff. You know, I like to do these loony. Let's see if I can get this one out. I only got a couple of minutes. A Minnesota mother is awaiting to see if a federal judge will respect her constitutional right to act like a responsible parent. That's right. The Thomas More Society filed suit in federal court in November on behalf of Anne-Marie Calgro, arguing that their client's parental rights were usurped. Calgro is the mother of a boy who decided he wants to live as a girl, which is when the county school and health officials declared the boy emancipated from Calgro and began transgender services on the boy. This is craziness going somewhere to happen. There are more and more and more and more and more of these kind of things happening with giving the kids hormone blockers or what have you. And there are more and more and more psychologists saying this is wrong, this is bad. And get away from the part whether they want to be a girl or boy or any of that other stuff. Their body can't handle it. This is not the way they were meant the body was meant to grow and progress, if you would. And by giving them hormone blockers, him, her, whatever, that's a problem. It's a real problem. And you've allowed this to happen. Us-ins. We've allowed this to happen because where are you with these protests? I see these protests every single day, like up in the U.S. Supreme Court today. Why aren't there counter protests there? Why aren't there supporters of this judge? Why aren't there supporters of Trump up there? Don't think it's just going to go away, because they're not. Those were professional signs they had up there. They weren't cheap. Let me tell you what. It's not a grassroots effort, people. It's not. I mean, just some basic stuff. Think it through. Really think it through. They show up there. No name has been given. I'm sure they had the names of two or three people in their trunks ready to go. More about this later on. Tom Del Picaro is going to join me after the break. Don't go far. Cal Exit, let me ask you, do you want California gone or not? I kind of do. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's 7 herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is your opinion?
It's a fact.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on the Genesis Communication Network. If you want to find a station near you, head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a million things you could do up there, including, listen, if you can't find a station near you, call me. Let me know, because I'll tell you what I'll do. I will. You got to tell me where you live, obviously, and maybe even a station name. And I'll get on the horn with the station, and we'll try to get them. We'll give them a little reality check so they actually do know, about the show and what's going on. We'll get it up there. Also, head over to my website where you can buy my new book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Everything you've been told to hate or you've been taught to hate over the last 8 years, and I can tell you if you get the book, it'll do two things for you. You get to hear it from the horse's mouth, for lack of a better way of putting it, but you really see where we're coming from. We're not those mean, disgusting, terrible people they tell you we are. Anyhow, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Tom DelVaccaro joins me We talk about CalExit on a regular basis around here. And Tom has been in California. God, Tom, I think you've been here most of your life. You were recently a candidate for Senate here. I mean, you grew up in California, did you not?
I came here in 1972, 44 and a half years ago. I was 11 years old at the time, or just about to turn 11, excuse me. So I've been here a couple of weeks.
Yeah, most of your life. So you've seen a lot of things happen here in California over your time. And, you've seen it go from a sane, beautiful state to totally out of control, like, what is it, Max World or whatever, Waters Max? The craziness. Anyway, I two things. First, I want to start with Trump's nominee for the Supreme Court. I joked with you during the break. I said there's a whole bunch of libs now that are rushed to the hospital tonight to take care of the strokes that they had over this. I mean, this guy has got a pristine record. He was, in 2010? He got 100% of the votes in the
95-0, Joe. I want to say how outrageous this pick is. What the hell is Donald Trump thinking? Publishing a list of 21 people, promising to pick from the list, getting elected, and then picking from the list.
How dare he?
What is it with these politicians? Who now think it's okay to keep their word? They're going to destroy this profession and keep this up, I tell you.
You know what? There is no place for truth in politics. I don't know what's wrong with these. God.
I mean, when Trump was, I don't know if you caught the ceremony, but Trump said this is the most transparent process for picking a justice ever. And he's right. It's remarkable. Big win for him politically. Highly qualified judge. Recall that Obama picked three. Merrill Garland was very qualified, didn't get an opportunity to get a hearing. The other two were largely political picks. Shouldn't be on the court, quite frankly. But as you point out, what are they going to argue with? 95-0? Oh, it should have really been closer, like, 60-40.
Well, he wasn't 100%. Yeah, he wasn't 100% approved. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, there we go. But this is, we really have got down to the point where this is all political. You know, I was talking earlier and I said, the sad part about this is that when you have these 5-4, 4-4 rulings, this is political. This is not constitutional. Because you can't, it's not up for private interpretation. These people are on there because they're supposed to know the law. They're supposed to understand the law. And I think I'd have to go find it again, but this Supreme Court nominee, he came out with something that he wrote in a law review, I think it was last year or the year before, where he basically said, judges aren't supposed to make laws. The legislature is supposed to make laws. You're just supposed to decide whether they're constitutional and push it back down. And they must have gotten out of their minds.
and, Scalia is, first of all, this guy is not going to be the next Scalia because there will never be another Scalia. But Scalia was actually more libertarian than and occasionally would side with the left because he thought the legislature had a right to experiment, to pass laws, and only if they were unconstitutional would they get in the way. Now, people, the liberal wing, Sotomayor and the rest that are there, that's not the way they think. They think the judges should mold law for social justice purposes, right? So Scalia would actually let a law go in saying, well, I wouldn't do this. I think this is bad policy, but that's what the legislature or the Congress is for. It's only my job to say whether they have the authority to do it. And I think you won't find this guy to be a firebrand. He's not going to upset a bunch of precedents. But he's going to be in the conservative wing, which means there's four people in the conservative wing that are fairly young, although Thomas is getting up there in age. The real fight, of course, will be if Kennedy falls ill or any of the others, And that's when the Democrats will have to go to the mat.
Well, Ginsburg can't be there too much longer. She's, what is she, 83 years old, and she can't stay awake during proceedings right now. So,
yeah, and it's a tough, I want people to know that these people don't just lollygag.
No.
In session, Anthony Kennedy, who's late 70s, works 100 hours a week.
Wow.
100 hours a week. I know 20-year-olds who can't handle that.
Yeah. No, I agree
and
with you.
So it's a difficult job, and they take it, certainly Kennedy takes it very, very seriously. So, look, they have a hard time dealing with this pick because they've all voted for Feinstein voted for him, Schumer voted for him.
Yep. Yeah.
They're going to have a hard time walking away from it.
Yeah, they are in a world of hurt right now, and I don't, you know, I'm not saying that as a Republican. I'm saying that as the reality of the fact you look at what they're going through, you look at what's going on in their party, and the way they're pushing back, and I'm just saying is that they are scattered. They are shotgunning. They don't know what to do. And they've created this for themselves from a procedural standpoint and in out in the world. I mean, their own foundation isn't behind them anymore. So, anyhow, let's...
Yes, you mentioned they're scattered. This is an important point. Trump, there's two ways you can go take over an embattled organization like the U.S. government or politics today. And, of course, I wrote a book called The Divided Era about all this. So what Trump could have done is picked one issue and tried to develop a national consensus and say, everybody, let's get together. That's what George Bush did with No Child Left Behind. But instead, he has an aggressive agenda, and he said, look, let him shoot us from behind, but let's never stand still. And so he's doing a lot of things at once. He's dividing the Democrats by their personal preferences, what they're going to fight with. He's not allowing them time to even breathe, time to collect their thoughts, let alone their forces. And as a result, they're chasing after him, and things are going to get through because they can't sit around an opposition strategy.
All right, we got to go for a quick break. When we come back, Cal exit. I'm telling you, I want him to go. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Don't go far.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Paid monetary spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas. Attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
What are you, a couple of nitwits?
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. That's the Genesis Communication Network. Look for stations and times, because we're like horse manure on a ranch. We're all over the place. If you head over to the website, therealside.com, and check out the station list. You can find out the stations, the times, and we also have our classic podcasts up there. You can always grab the show later on. And you can find it, like I said, you can find us anywhere. We're on YouTube. We're on iTunes. We're on Ustream. We're on Facebook. We truly are everywhere. And I want to thank you for being with me tonight. Head over to the website, realside.com, where you can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. It's an easy read. If you can't get through this book in a night or two, I don't know. Maybe we need to check your grades from elementary school or something. I don't know what to tell you. So we've been talking, I've been talking from time to time on the show, at least a couple times a week, about CalExit. I want them gone. And Tom Del Vaccaro, I don't know if he agrees or he doesn't agree with me, but Tom joins. Oh, wait. I hate when it does that to me. I had it all queued up to go, Tom, and it went to a commercial.
Okay, so let me get this straight. You want them to go, but I think you're sitting in the border, so you're going to go down with them? Or
no, no. When I see, if I see the vote going the way I think it should go, I can be out of here in a weekend. You know what I'm saying? I'll leave the house for...
So what are you, like Robert De Niro in the movie Heat? Remember that when he says the discipline is you just pack up and go and leave nothing behind in 30 minutes? Is that you?
That's me. I'm ready to go.
I noticed the similarity, but I didn't realize
Well, listen,
connection.
We, you know, everybody loves California. They come here. My relatives come here. They go, oh, my God, how can you not love this place? And then I start telling them about some of the things that our legislators have done in the past. And I say, you know, really, it's a constant fight. You know, and so do my listeners know that I serve on a school board here. And it's a, you see these things come down from our legislators, and you go, oh, sweet Jesus, how am I supposed to do this and stay alive, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
We got
exactly.
Some crazy stuff going on. And so the CalExit thing, explain to people what it is and if it can actually happen.
Well, it's hard to know exactly what it is.
I know the CalExit people don't even know what it is.
They realize it. You know, this notion that they're going to withdraw from the union at some level, because Donald Trump has become president. Now, can they actually withdraw from the union? I don't know. The last states that did that were run by Democrats, so that would be South Carolina, Georgia, and Mississippi, and the rest. So maybe this is some sort of revival theater going on here. But the notion that they, first of all, it would take years, even if it could be done.
Right.
But let's say you waved the wand tomorrow and California was no longer a state. It was its own country. What would that mean? Well, that would mean that there would be Republican presidents as far as the eye could see for the rest of the country. That's number one. Number two, California would have a radical decline because suddenly they would have to start spending money on all sorts of things. Like, I don't know, the Social Security for the people that were counting on it that still lived here who didn't abandon the state. For defense. For all sorts of things. And people ask my opinion about this all the time, and I think it's great because it's going to expose the left and the craziness that they're operating under. This, don't you think, Joe? I mean, it's going to come out. It's going to be so ridiculous as it unfolds that they're going to look ridiculous.
Tom,
don't you think that?
Tom, I would agree with you, but look at what's unfolding on the left right now. Look at all the stuff spilling out of their ears and into the streets. I mean, Nancy Pelosi comes out and says the Democrats are doing the will of God. They're making God happy, and the Republicans are dishonoring God. I'm thinking, holy Jesus, I haven't been able to find that scripture yet that says, thou shalt kill babies in the womb. I mean, I don't know what she's talking about. And she's the head of that party. Long live Nancy Pelosi, by the way. I want to get that in there. It's spilling out all over the country, and it doesn't. We'll see what happens. I may not be as optimistic as you. But here, how do we get them gone? Come on, Tom.
No, but my point is, as it, like, gets down to it, and they have to, like, think through and respond to all these sub-issues, it's going to become apparent that these people are nuts.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that undermines the left, while people are going, well, we have real problems here. Like, what about the water crisis? Where are you going to get that federal water? I mean, it's just ridiculous. And I think the farther they go into it, the more ridiculous they'll look. And if Republicans were smart and actually, you know, did something in this state, they could capitalize on it. But I'm not counting on either.
You know, we've only had a couple of real secessions, if you would. One of them was Virginia. Part of it was broken off, and it became West Virginia. And then I don't know if you ever knew this, but at one point, Maine and Massachusetts were one and the same. It was Massachusetts.
I was just about to say that. Hey, Vermont was part of it as well.
Yeah. So we've seen states or portions of states break off, but they stay in the union. They're still part of the union, if you would. You know, the state legislatures have to agree to it, and then two-thirds of each branch of Congress has to. I mean, you're right. There's a lot of this that has to happen, or a lot of things that have to happen. By that time, Trump will have been in 8 years, and we'll have a new president. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but,
absolutely. Look,
but you're right about the money. You're right about them not really thinking about what they're giving up. One of the guys that put this together said two things, which I thought was hilarious, is we can leave until Trump is no longer president, which I'm thinking, isn't this like it's my ball, my bat, I'm leaving until I get what I want? And then the second part of that was, oh, we'd shut down Silicon Valley because we don't need businesses like that, which I didn't understand.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, of course. And they haven't thought any of this stuff through. It's craziness what they're doing. But, you know, look, I think the Democrats are overplaying their hand nationally. Now they're not even showing up for hearings.
Oh, yeah, that's...
So, you know, the votes that they need are the independents. And the independents don't like that kind of thing. They think, okay, great, now you're not even giving them a chance. So what's about to happen is Trump's going to get these things anyway.
Oh, yeah.
The policies are going to improve the economy. The independents will be happier because something positive is happening, and the Democrats will be on the clock.
All right. Tom, you've been in politics a long time. You're the past chair of the California Republican Party, and I look at what goes on in the state, and you know, they've got, the Dems have got two-thirds of the state again. It almost seems like no matter what goes wrong in this state, no matter what they do, no matter how many of them get impeached once they get in, or they get indicted, I'm sorry, it's almost like there's no conscious effort by other Dems in the state to get some sane people up there. I'm almost, this is why I say they can go. I almost see no salvation for these people. Make me feel better. You can't, can you?
You can save 15% or more. Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to be able to help you because the public employee unions run the government and they have a stranglehold on it. Middle class people are moving to states like Texas, Tennessee, and even Washington.
Yep.
So it's not going to get better because, you know, the devil has the state by the throat.
Yeah, and again, I'm amazed at what's pushed down upon us on the education level. We get more procedures, we get more laws, rules, whatever you want to call them, pushed down on us that have to do with the LGBTQ community, you know, sexual orientation, all that other stuff, than we do about actual education. You know, about
yeah, you know, I was at the over the weekend. I was at an event at a boys and girls club in South Central LA, and their most popular activity right now is science technology class that they do after school. These kids are starting to actually be taught.
Oh yeah,
but that's not what the public.
No,
it
was really funny. The state has pushed down this new sex education thing, and what they've done is they've pushed a lot of these little classes up underneath the health, PE, and science, so you can't opt out of some of these. And so my comment from the dais was, look, I am tired of the state, not do this because it's a law, but I want you people to know, I'm tired of the state overreaching, overstepping, and pushing this stuff down on the school districts and making us have to make it happen when our community doesn't want it. Now, it was very obvious, if I didn't even look at the names, the emails that I got, I can tell you which ones were Dems and which ones were Republicans. It was very simple. Hey, we got to go for a quick break, Tom. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. More on Cal Exit. The exit of California. The ushering out of California after the break.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
We are back. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And get involved in the conversation. Seriously. But come on. You don't have all the answers. I know some of you think I do. I don't have any of them. But you don't have all the answers either. And you need to get involved in the conversation. You see where the other side's coming from, or people from the same side of the issue you're on, maybe they have a different take on it, a different spin, a different way to approach it, and that's how you find out what's going on. Tom Del Vaccaro joins me, as he does from time to time, and we were talking about Cal Exit, and really, Tom, first of all, thanks for being with me. I do appreciate you being on the show with me.
Of course. You know what? I like helping out. You're the only Red Sox fan I actually would help out.
Well, I'm only a pseudo Red Sox fan. Remember, they didn't win my whole time growing up. When I went to the ball games, they won nothing, right? I mean, they were the biggest losers in the league. I had to leave the state for them to win. I don't know what that says for me, but
and from what I hear, they're much appreciative of that.
Thank you. I appreciate that a lot. So you and I were talking during the break, though, and something came to my mind. I just want you to comment on it. Is, you know, California. Again, you know, it's the Dems rule California for all intents and purposes. And it's kind of confusing in my head because most of the locals, you know, the cities and what have you, they're predominantly run by Republicans. So I don't know how they get into the Dems get into the state, the Republicans get in locally. But anyway, it's kind of a microcosm of what's going on in D.C. or what went on in D.C. They think it's like their playground, their money, their park, right?
Yeah, and what you're seeing are people. You know, we've had this exodus now for about 14 years back to 98. So how many years is that? Almost 18 years now,
wow.
Where people are going to, the middle class is going to Texas and other low-taxed job-plentiful states because the parts that are thriving in California are certain parts of L.A., San Francisco Bay region. And most of the inland counties are still struggling. And people are, you know, the red state, blue state divide also happens in counties, red counties in California, and they're thinning out. So, yeah, I agree with you. This is their fiefdom. I often said that they're creating the perfect set of laws. Doesn't help people get jobs. Doesn't help them in their lives, but they feel good about these perfect set of laws to these people.
Yeah, and it's almost like they treat us like they know better than, you know, yeah, you voted for me, now go sit down, I'll do what's best for you. It's kind of, you know, for representative government, I don't know who they're representing. I haven't been able to figure that out. I've been doing this for 9 years.
Yeah, well, Thomas Sowell said a lot about these kind of things. Thomas Sowell said very clearly that politicians take it upon themselves that their first job is to get reelected, their second job is to get reelected, and occasionally they'll get around to you. But only occasionally.
Yeah, this stuff just, it does drive me nuts because I think they've forgotten, again, they have forgotten that they're representing the government. They have forgotten that attitude that we know what's best for you. I know, I'm coming back to that again because I look at that on a regular basis, being on the school board, it's fed to me on a regular basis, and it just makes me nuts. Can we change this? Let's just talk about California for a second. Can we change it here in California?
Can California become Republican? Well, we've talked about this.
Let's just get to sane. Can we become sane first? Then we'll deal with the Republican stuff.
If I had to make a prediction, especially under current leadership, it's going to be a long talk. Because what's going to happen is that, you know, you're not stuck here. You could leave, and many people are leaving. And the replacement voters, the Democrats, have a lock on. So I don't see it very much changing. I think it's going to get worse before it gets better, particularly if they carry this sanctuary city law bite, which will cost California billions of dollars, and they'll raise taxes again. So, look, this is, keep in mind, this is what the founders wanted. They wanted states to be sanctuaries for experiment. And the good states would do better and the bad states would do poorly. And California is going to go off and do its experimental thing, and we'll see how it plays out in the long run.
I loved the one, I can't remember the elected official. He kept saying, there's no such thing as a sanctuary city. You can pass all the laws you want against sanctuary cities. They don't exist. And I'm thinking to myself, but wait a minute. Didn't the mayor of Chicago call it a sanctuary city? Didn't the mayor of Boston say it will remain a sanctuary city? Didn't I can go right down the whole list. The loon up there in San Francisco said, we'll remain a sanctuary city. So somebody's confused.
Not really. Well, I guess a lot of people are confused, but there's some people that are pretty certain, and that they're certain that federal funds won't be transferred. And if federal funds are important. I mean, California, I think, benefits from $18 billion worth, and so they can't go without that. And so this is the interesting thing about this, Joe, is there's swing social justice and economic reality. For the vast majority of Californians, almost all of them, supporting a sanctuary city nets them nothing personally. But it could cost them a lot.
Yeah,
So are they willing for social justice to incur so much pain when they don't really get anything for doing it? And so, you know, we'll see how long. But look at some of the bills these guys pass. I mean, you know this as well as I do. They pass these ridiculous bills because they have a perfect set of bills. They have perfect laws.
So it's really funny how when the shoe's on the other foot, how much they accuse us of doing the wrong thing. But when it comes to this money thing, you know, they tried to bring up the fact that, you know, President Obama was slapped for holding the money carrot over them for doing certain things or not doing certain things. And I've told some of my liberal friends that's not what President Obama was slapped for. What he was slapped for is putting executive orders in places and saying, if you don't follow this order, I'm going to hold your money up. What Trump is saying is you don't get the grant money if you don't follow federal law, because the grant money actually says in there you need to be in compliance with federal law. Two different things. Am I correct?
You're not going to actually insert facts into this sort of thing. I mean, we were talking off of there the absurdity of the left becoming states' rights advocates. Suddenly the states should have control. Really, because of course, they believed in states' rights when they supported the Democrat Party, when they supported slavery. But when they were against abortion, they were against states' rights. And now they're back for them over what? Sanctuary cities?
Right.
What an odd grouping.
Well, I told you during the break, too.
Wait,
I mean,
four slave owners against children and four immigrants.
And they found
anything weird about that?
They found the Constitution. I don't know what version of the Constitution. I think they found like the second or third rewrite.
Right.
But they found the Constitution all of a sudden. Yeah. And these are the other things that are blatantly hypocritical. Is we can't find money for our vets, right? We can't find money to get our vets the care and the help that they need. But we can find money to Governor Moonbeam say? Hey, open up the southern border. Come on up. We love you people. Come on up here. I'm thinking, really? How are you going to feed them? How are you going to pay for them?
And that's, they ask questions later. One of the most popular Facebook posts, I just did it last night, was a meme. I'm trying to find it really quick here on my Facebook page about this issue of, it's a picture of a homeless vet saying, I wish some of you cared about homeless veterans as much as you do illegal immigrants and refugees.
Yeah.
And it's 263 shares already.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's so true. We're just loons. We're just loons. And they're passing laws that already exist. You know, they don't know. I only got like 2 minutes left, but real quick, I'm really concerned about just the nasties that are taking place in this country. And I see a little microcosm in my area, but you see it all over the country where it's no longer fact. We're actually fighting people that are totally ignorant to what the law is. And that's a dangerous mix.
Yeah, well, now keep in mind that a guy a while back decried the prospects for democracy, saying that we'll get seduced by the best-looking candidate. And that guy's name was Plato. So this notion that we are going to rely on people educating themselves before we vote has never really happened in history. And the bigger and more powerful government gets, the more problematic that becomes. And so you're right to be concerned about it, especially when schools are in the hands public employee unions, whose job it is to do what? To perpetuate their own existence.
Well, listen, real quick, how do people read what you've written and find out more about you and get information on you?
Politicalvanguard.com, or they can go to Forbes.com or find me on Facebook as Tom Del Beccaro. I appreciate it. I always like talking to a Red Sox fan. They're so much happier now that they're winning.
Yes.
For so long.
That's so true.
So hard.
Tom, thanks for being with me. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side. Hey, who is Judge Neil Gorsuch? Yeah, really, we got to talk about him on the other side of the break and whether he's the right guy for the job. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. If you're watching on Facebook, I'm sorry. You got to restart at the top of the hour. I don't make the rules. I just follow them. We'll be right back.